The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of the show. Today is Easter. It's no surprise. I was told it's one of the most holier days that we have. So happy Easter for those who celebrate. And I hope you're having a great time, enjoying time with your family as a group, and just maybe just getting a day off work. Happy Easter. Make the best of it. We're not doing that. We're in Ontario, Canada, and our leader had just said we can't get together. We shouldn't make plans. We should stay apart from each other. And be safe. Well, maybe physically, but what about the mental aspect of it? What about the part that, you know, that we're missing our families, the things that we've been doing for how many years and generations? We can't do it, but we could go to the mall. We could walk around in the mall. We could go walk around in the superstores, and we could go shopping in those areas, not the small stores with only five people, but the very large stores with 500 people. That's okay. Or the mall or your family. So I suppose we're keeping safe, but what about our mental state? How does that affect us? I am not happy with it because it is Easter. We do celebrate Easter, and it's been a part of our family tradition for a very long time. So I am not happy with that. Let me just say that word. So for those who are having a good time, or for those who are able to be with their family and friends and enjoy Easter and chase the bunny around the backyard and get some eggs or whatever it is that you do, happy Easter to all of you all around the world. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. This is a great day. The weather's awesome up here in our part of the world, Southern Ontario, Canada. And I know you're sitting where you're sitting all around the world. Please make the best of it and be safe. Welcome to the show where we aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, for you to realize that you're limitless, for you to realize that you're a lot larger than you were told, for you to realize that we've been living in a camouflage situation where the truth has been taken away from us, and we're told how to live, what to believe, the guidelines that we should carry, and how to be a productive member of the society. Everything that we do is designed to be productive for a life that we will never get to, because we are used to giving up our free time or free thinking, our freedom to join others in their belief of how our lives should be. I am saying wake up. Wake up, become realized. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness and realize that you are limitless. You are the boss. You're the driver in any situation that you're a part of. You're in control. Those who are telling us how to live and what we should do and what we should believe, they have, in my opinion, an ulterior motive. Why are they controlling what we do? They talk about the time we should come to work, the time we should go to bed, the time we should do all these things. Yes, if you're part of this society, you do have to follow the rules that is laid out so you don't get in trouble. But as far as what do you believe? Why would you want to spend the entire life that's given to you living in a caged area, in a glass container, where the whole ocean is available for you to explore? For you to be strong, for you to be wise, to express yourself the way you know how, for you not to live your life in fear and being afraid if you don't follow these rules. If you don't follow these rules, these things will happen to you. When you watch a commercial, the first thing they do is show you the negative, and then they show you a solution to that to make you happier. If they depict somebody sitting on a couch and say you're a couch potato, but if you buy this new gym equipment, you're going to be buffed and jogging and all the young girls will want to be with you, or young guys, or whatever the case may be. But they're playing on your fear. And why is that? Why do you need to be compared to someone else? Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that you are your own creator, and the life that you live in right now, you've created it. If you're not enjoying it, you could create another one for tomorrow or the days after tomorrow. What you become in life is based on you. The life that you're living right now was a thought that you had yesterday. If you want a better one, create it today. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that you are in control and that you are limitless. Welcome to everyone. Welcome my old-time listeners and my new listeners from all around the world. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome home. So we talk about Easter. We talked about the COVID. We're not happy with it. We're restricted. We're told to stay home. And I don't understand it. COVID has been around now for a little over a year, and we've been through every single aspect of it. And just before the holidays, we get closed down. We were told to stay home just before the holidays. And then after that, okay, you're free to go again, as if something is going to happen on the holidays, as if we're going to get together with our families and create more of this COVID or spread more of it. But it's been proven that it's not the family get-togethers that's creating the issue. So I don't understand why we can't go out and be with our families. For those who are isolated because of your age or maybe where you live, and you're looking forward to this day to see your family, to say hello, and maybe get a hug, we're told it's not a good idea. We should not do it. It makes me think that there's something else going on. Why is it that you're trying to keep us apart? Yeah, I get it. COVID is here. It's a part of our lives. It's hard. We're trying to control the spread, as they said early in the start of the pandemic. We're going to flatten the curve and a whole bunch of things that's happened. We're going up and down on a roller coaster all the time, and we're not happy with it, but we have to deal with it. It's not fair, but we have to deal with it. It's not anyone's fault, but we have to deal with it. And they're not addressing the impact it's having on those people from a mental side, mental state, mindset, because it's hard on a lot of people. They're never telling you how many patients are now going into the doctor's office to get their head checked up because they've been having a rough time. They will never tell you that. They said, oh, the numbers were 1,000 this week or 1,000 last week or today or whatever the case may be. And they're not telling you the effect of being isolated. We're not designed to be caged by ourselves. We're not designed to be, we're social creatures. We should be out there mingling. Now, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just stating my own venting on the situation that we're dealing with. And I say this almost every week I do the show. I really hope this will pass soon. This too shall pass. I just hope it's going to be real soon. This is my venting for today. Thank you very much. And again, thank you for joining the show. So we're taught to live in fear. Every once in a while, you hear some guy, and I consider them a little off, predict the end of this world, when it's going to come to an end. They're very specific. They give you a date. As of this day, we're no more. and it frightens everybody. It makes us afraid. Makes us wonder, what if, you know, the sun's going to die one day, the earth is going to die one day. It's a very high probability. I like to think it's not going to happen. And if it is, you're not going to be here to see it, because we have to enjoy today and deal with today. And if something does occur tomorrow, we'll deal with that then. If somebody had said to you last year, that we're going to go through the pandemic and get locked down and stuff, you said, okay, cool, let's deal with it. And you prepare yourself accordingly. Your mindset is going to be towards what you're going to do. But I'm talking about those who wants to predict when this world will end and when it's going to come to an end. A lot of the religious groups out there believe it's going to come back. Someone's going to come back and rescue us. And I've said this many times. There's no one coming to save you. You're on your own. You're out there. There isn't a big blanket coming to swoop you up and wrap you in warmth and make you go to some great place to live for eternity. This is the life that exists. And this is the only life that exists. And deal with it now. The idea of preparing yourself for something greater after this one, or something worse after this one, doesn't make any sense at all. Enjoy it because it's here, and don't spend the majority of the time that you're here preparing for at the end of your run, getting yourself ready. We spend 40, 50 years building an empire, then we croak, pardon the expression, and then we don't get to enjoy it. Well, what about now? What about right now? When is that preserved? What time is registered or has been allotted for us to enjoy now? Now is now. Enjoyment is now. Life is now. Living is now. The idea of waiting till you retire, what if you don't? What if you don't make it? The idea of waiting for death to come and then glorious things are going to happen, how the heck does that happen? Now is now. Enjoy it now. Don't live in fear. Release yourself from that strain, that drag, that anchor, the idea of being afraid. When you're part of a large group, you realize that if you're not a part of that group anymore, all things bad is going to happen. Well, that's a thought that you have in your mind. And if you think bad things are going to happen, it will, because you're thinking it. If you think you're sick, you're going to get sick because you're thinking it. If you think you're going to miss out on somebody coming to rescue you, you're not going to miss out on anyone coming to rescue you, because nobody is coming to rescue you. You are the entity that exists. Nobody needs a hero. You are your own hero. You just have to wake up and realize, stand up and realize. You are your own savior. You are your own creator. Is there something greater than us that's governing us? Yeah. You have to wake up to realize that. You have to step up. You have to open your mind. You have to open the door to reach that. No one's going to knock on your door and says, here's the solution to anything, or the problem, or the instructions. But they'll open the door and says, come this way. You'll see things a lot more clear. Wake up. Just wake up. Don't sleep through this one. Don't let anybody guide you through this one. You are designed to figure your way out. You are designed to tap yourself into your own source, your own guides, your own everything is designed for you to wake up. You need to do that. Open your eyes. Realize your life. If you are sick, it's a thought that's going to make it better. If you are sick, a change of the mind is going to make you better, make the situation better. Release the anchor that's tying you, or the ropes or the vines that's tying you to that negativity. Remove that. If you're part of the group, any group at all, gangs, and you're afraid, it's because you're there why you're afraid. Turn around and encounter that fear. Look it straight in the eye and you realize it's just a figment of your own imagination. there's no one out there protecting you other than you. Your guides are there to guide you. Open your eyes to accept them. Open your arms. Experience what they're there for. Allow them to do their jobs. To live in fear, you are restricting yourself. You're hiding. You have a great talent. You have something to offer to the world. That's why you're here. And by being fearful or not willing to challenge it, the rest of us are missing out on what you had to bring to offer. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize you are the driver. You're definitely the driver. So get busy doing it. You're talking to Barrington. You're listening to Barrington on the radio show here, Reality Radio 101. You could see us on the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The information that we put out there, it's the same that you hear on the radio. If you've missed some of the shows, you can always log on and download and enjoy listening. If there are more that you want to hear, there's always going to be an indicator of a new show coming up. You could see it, enjoy it. There's a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It allows you to learn who you are, to learn what your purpose is, how to find your purpose. It puts you on the path that will guide you to where wisdom is. It doesn't give you the wisdom, it just opens the door for you. A lot of information is in there. Check it out. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca.
And if I may, Barrington, if I may interrupt you, this this is not for our listeners. Barrington has not obviously told me to interject here, but the book is phenomenal. I read it, and I'm going to read it again. It's filled with so much worth of information. It's unbelievable. It's an easy read. It's easy to follow. Every paragraph is so enlightening to really take care of life's issues. I felt that. It's a wonderful book, and I'm highly recommending it, not because I work with Barrington, but because I just thought this was one of the best books I've ever read, truly, about life. And I just wanted to say that on the air.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I do hope the listeners will take heed to that. And if it's something that you want to change about your life, this sort of just gives you a blueprint as to how to get to that avenue. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling neglected, left out, rejected, depressed, just open the door and you will see a brighter light, and it'll teach you how to walk towards it. So thank you very much for that information, Gary. I really appreciate that. And I hope our listening audience will take you on that one. Do we have any emails?
Yes, we do, actually. Folks, again, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board with a question or a comment for Barrington, our email address today is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Lucas writes in, and Lucas says, Happy Easter. You're right about COVID and this separation stuff, especially during a holiday which billions of people around the world celebrate as Christians. However, with everything that was going on with separation in the past, it really has not flattened any curve, has it? I can understand doing the right thing, not to spread disease. Common sense. Don't cough or sneeze in front of someone's face. Wash your hands. Keep clean, etc. But is this really going to flatten the curve by not seeing someone, especially today on a holiday? I think not, because it has not worked thus far. And that's from Lucas. Thank you, Lucas. Errol writes in, unique name, Errol. And Errol says, Happy Easter to everyone on your show. I'm enjoying listening from New York City. That's from Errol. Thank you, Errol. Roderick writes in, Your COVID advice and what you have said regarding this disease is right on. I think so many people in this world, especially politicians and government, have something else in mind. They're playing us like a fool. Can you say something new that has not happened like in the past? History will repeat itself. Just watch. And that's Roderick. And let's see. Virgil writes in. Virgil says, do you believe in any Bible prophecy, Barrington? I'm just curious. In the Bible, it says several things about the earth ending. Not the earth being destroyed again like Noah's flood, apparently, but the earth and life ending as we know it. Do you believe in any of that? And that's from Virgil. And back to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm gonna go with Virgil right off the bat because it's in the top of my head, the front, I suppose. A lot of prophecies in the Bible. You're absolutely correct. I do know that the Bible is an amazing history book, and it's documented a lot of things that's going to happen or has happened in the past because history tends to repeat itself. Do I believe in the prophecies of the Bible? I think there's some stories out there that may have been true and that was told, and we talk about other people's lives. It's quite feasible. Could have happened. Do I believe them? Yeah, sure they did. But what I have an issue, the part that I'm having the most struggle with is the fact that there's supposedly a savior. There's supposedly a better life after this one. There's supposed to be all these things that the Bible talks about, and a lot of people do believe and devote their entire lives to it. I don't know that I'm willing or even want to entertain the idea of trying that. The prophecies in the Bible talks about the great stories that were told. It's an amazing history book. Some of the books are the ones that I was raised with said that there is going to be a third judgment. It was fire and flood and wise, a whole bunch of things, and there's going to be more to come. It's possible. I doubt it. You know, every day we see these mini disasters like a landslide that we're dealing with right now, or fires that we had in Australia, or earthquake or eruptions of volcanoes and all these things. This is a part of our existence. It is a part of our existence. It is part of life. We've lived through it. Do I feel that one of them is going to come and completely flatten the earth? No, I don't believe that for a minute. We're going to live our lives. We're going to have a good time. We're going to move on. We're going to enjoy all that there is to enjoy and not worry about what could happen. A probability. Do I believe in the prophecies? I'm going to have to lean to the side of no. It's a great story. It's a great storybook. And if you are searching for something, it sounds like it's a good place for you to, you know, rest your head and believe that, because it will give you the opportunity to think that maybe something out there greater than you is coming to save you or rescue you. I would like to say the thing that is going to save you or rescue you is you. And the instructions that you need for such a thing is being offered to you every single day. The guides are trying to tell you not to do this, try to do this, better this, do that. But I don't know that there's going to be a big wagon that comes and pick you up and take you off to a promised land. I actually know that it's not going to happen. But believing in yourself and your abilities to take care of you and understanding that you are your own creator is a good prophecy. Thank you very much for that, Virgil. And I hope I explained that properly. Roderick, yes, the COVID stuff, we don't know where to go with that. We're hearing stories. What really boils my blood is our premier said a few months back, don't get together, don't do Christmas, don't go. And then it was proven that he did everything he told us not to do. And everybody swept it under the bridge and moved on. And then he goes up there in the podium again and says, oh yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. And the only thing that's going across my mind is I'm pretty sure he's doing it. So that's kind of a lot of BS, in my opinion. You can't be telling me not to do it and you do it. Is that old rule, don't do as I do, just do as I say, or something like that. So that's wrong and that's upsetting. And for a lot of people who has always been a part of this tradition, it's sad. It's very sad, especially when our leaders are saying it and they're not doing it. There's a point a few months back where the entire cabinet was caught going on vacation and taking trips and doing vacation and posting as if they were here in Ontario, Canada, but they were somewhere out there doing what they're doing. So what's wrong with that situation? They're telling you not to get together or go away or travel, and they are doing it. do we listen to the leaders? Are we supposed to listen to leaders? They're saying what's good for you, it's not the same for us. We're an exception to that rule. Yeah, we're being played as a freaking, we're fools because we're told one thing. They're saying one thing and they're doing something else. And I think that's very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. And I do agree that at some point, maybe some more light will be shone on this situation to show us that there's an ulterior motive behind why we can't get together as a group. We can't sit and have dinner with our families, but we can walk around in the mall. That's just BS at its best. It's frustrating and it's hard. We don't know how to deal with it. And if we try to break the law, we could be penalized. If we try to leave the country to go visit our relatives and do something, you have to pay a penalty. Did you hear that? You have to pay. You have to pay something. And why are they telling us not to? Why can't the little mom and pop shows stores open up and cater to 5 people at a time, but the big bulk store can open up and cater to 500 people at a time? Am I the only one that sees this as wrong? Anyway, that's my beef. I just thought I'd say that. Errol, thank you very much for the Easter wish there. Happy Easter to you in New York. Hope you're having a good time. And thank you for tuning into the Barrington Show. Stay with us. We've got something to offer. I hope everybody who listens to the show, they walk away a little uplifted. I wanted to say, I thank my friend Richard for who produced the music, the theme for the Barrington Show. It's unique. I like it. Every time I hear it, I get a little, my head pops up a bit because I feel good. And apparently I was told that it was done really well. So that's the Barrington theme song. You may not hear that anywhere else because it was created for me for this show. So thanks again, Richard. You did an amazing job. To everybody out there, this whole COVID thing, and I don't want to talk about COVID on the show because we're about feeling good and feeling happy. And I'm making you feel great about yourself. And of course, I have to throw this razor blade inside of the mix. But we don't know why it's happening. We don't have all the answers. I'm not fully convinced that our politicians or the leaders are telling us the truth about everything. One time I hear the doctor says, this is not good for you. This is bad. Do this. And then a couple of months will go by and they'll change their tune to that song. So we're totally confused as to what to do, where to go. I was talking to a friend of mine today and she was expressing the fact that this is it. This is the last time that she's going to have to listen to these guys because come the next time they're going to close us down, she's going to take actions and just do what she has to do because it's our given right. It's our birthright. I laughed, but I'm not suggesting that's the best way to deal with it because all of a sudden you become the terror. You become the bad guy, the bad neighbor. But this is frustrating. It's hurting a lot of people. We're not happy with it. I don't have an answer. I don't have any of the answers. Yes, stay safe. Practice what one of the emailers said earlier, common sense. And stay safe. Stay safe. You should be washing your hands anyway. And, you know, this close distance, maintain that. But do we need to lock ourselves down, isolate ourselves from everything that we've always known as the norm? Especially when the guys who are delivering that news to us, they're breaking that rule. Where do you leave us? What do you want us to do? Sorry about that. That's my venting for today. And I do appreciate the fact that a lot of us are just frustrated and don't know where to go with it. So we take it for what it is. Lucas, you just mentioned it, and I hope I covered it, and the whole Easter thing. Thank you again for the email. Thank you for responding and even paying attention to the show. But I'm sure you've heard enough about the COVID and the pandemic. And there's people around the world, you're absolutely correct, all around the world are celebrating this. And I was told that we are the joke of the world because we're locked down for anything we do. There are countries out there who are functioning and doing well, and they don't have the numbers that we have. Why are we special? And we're being shut down. So, again, that's me venting about it. Thank you for the message there. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Today I'm in a mood because I'm frustrated. Yes, I get to miss Easter with the family, and this is the second one in a row, and Christmas, of course, and the family picnic, and a whole bunch of events that we've not participated in, which is what we've done for as long as I can remember, since I was a little boy. So yeah, it's rubbing a part of me that's a little hot right now. So we were talking earlier about the fear of life and how to not to have that fear in your path. We're talking about a lighter way to live, a journey through life, or the wisdom, or tap into the wisdom that is yours. We want you to know that if you are going through something right now, maybe because of COVID, it's not permanent. It's not a scar that has to be there for the duration of your time. All the things that you've experienced in your life, okay, you brought them on, the majority of it. You put yourself in that situation that created it. Accidents happen, but I also don't believe that we have anything called coincidences. So if you're going into something and you're finding that you're not having a good time with it, make sure you take a good look. Take a good look at the situation and see how it's going to satisfy you. You know, when somebody's promising you something, when an organization is promising you something, when anybody out there is promising you something, and I say this for my friend Wanda, if they're promising you something, I think it's just their hope. I think if they had any intention of delivering it, they would have given it to you straight up. Here it is. So the promise is the comfort to a foolish person. So let's not take the promises of people telling us how they're promising you something great. You can't make promises because you can't predict the future. And if you could promise that next Thursday it's going to rain, I'm going to worship you. Promises are comforting to foolish people. I just have to throw that in there. And thank you, everybody, for listening to The Barrington Show. And my new friend, Wanda, who's in Whitby, who's telling me that she's going to be listening to the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Have we got any more emails there?
We do. We have a couple of emails here. Logan writes in, you do not want to talk about COVID a lot, but here's something. I do have to travel by plane for my business because I work in the medical field and I've been in different cities for some research. I'm at an airport, and while we're standing in line for our tickets and check-in, we are at least 6 feet away with markings on the floor. Not even 15, 20 minutes later when we board the aircraft, we're not even 3 feet away from the whole plane. So tell me how that makes sense. And that's from Logan. And Evan says, hello, Barrington. Happy Easter. I know you did not want to talk. Here's another one. I know you did not want to talk about COVID today, but most of your listeners will appreciate it. It's something that is on their minds, and it's something they want to get off their minds. And by you talking about it, it helps relieve the pain and frustration of this virus. So if you don't mind, continue. That's from Evan. And back to you.
Evan, you've made a very valid point. Yeah, we don't want to hear about it, but we do want to know about it. And it's how we are. We're caught in the middle and we don't know where to go. We're confused. We're frustrated. Do I plan my holidays? Do I plan my vacation? What do I do? You know, and because of in our situation up here where we are in Ontario, I don't know that there's an answer that's going to be satisfying to everybody. But my thought has always been, do the best that you can in this one situation. I'm going to put a part of Logan's thing in there about the distance that you're lined up to get your ticket, and then you go on the airplane and you're less than 3 feet away. That's happening everywhere. Every single spot that I've gone to, you can't walk in the same aisle as somebody. You have to be 6 feet away from them. You have to line up 6 feet away from them when you're outside waiting to go into your store or your beer store, your liquor store, any store. You have to line up. But once you get inside, you're all mingled in your mix. So it makes no sense. I get the distance thing. I know there's a clear intention of trying to keep us separate and keep us apart and do all these things because it's going to be safe. And somebody had said earlier about flattening the curve. That hasn't happened yet. When they said they had 1,000 a day or 4,000 a day they did a few months back, they were telling us there's testing 75,000. And a few days later, I heard on the radio, now they're testing 35,000. Well, duh. Of course, now you're only going to find half the amount. because you're doing half the testing. So we don't know what's going on. We're a little confused and we're frustrated. Yes, I don't want to talk about COVID, but I do understand that you may want to hear about it. I don't know what part of the world or what restrictions you're under, wherever you live. But up here, I'm telling you, I was out this morning driving around. The roads are empty. It's a Sunday. And now I go to the park. Everybody's out for a walk because they can't get together with their family. They have to go for a walk. So yeah, it's a good thing. You're exercising and taking care of your health and your body and all that stuff. But I do understand the fact that family get-togethers is also very, very, very important for your social, your mental state of mind. You have to do it. I don't want to talk about COVID because I want you to walk away and feel good. And you've had a great day listening to it. But a lot of people want to hear about it. I get that. I totally get it because you want an answer. I don't have one. I don't have an answer. And I can't go past the premier because he seems to have all the answers and has the best solution for all of us, which isn't working. I know too many people who are unemployed now because of COVID. I know too many people who've lost their business, who've closed the doors, lost friends, communication, contact, a whole bunch of other things. The effect and the cause we're not totally convinced about. So yeah, the frustration is there. And we're dealing with it as best as we can. So thank you very much, Logan and Aaron, for those, emails. And I do understand you have to travel because it's your business and you have no choice but to do it if you're trying to sustain the life that you're familiar with. And you have to go through the mask and the lockdown and the everything you do going through the airport. And that's what you have to do for a living. Which I don't understand fully because you're permissible to do that because of business and everybody else is doing travel because of work. But you can't do the same for going on a vacation without being penalized for it. That makes no sense. If you can get on an airplane, who cares where it flies to? As long as you have a good time or you handle your business and you're being safe. That's what I have to say. That's all I'm going to say about the COVID. We want to talk about connectivity to spirituality, and you hear me talk about it all the time. It's a way of life. I talk about it in the book. You just don't step into it and experience it, walk away from it as you would a shower, but you do feel the effects of the shower long after it's over with. And this is what we want you to understand. You just don't get into it for the sake of it. Get into it because it's the liberty. It's how you live. People who know me now will say, yeah, you're living what you're saying. You're speaking, you're acting the way, or the words you use has become a part of your everyday life. I am living it. I am living it. I use words or phrases all the time. Like, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. These things will allow you to align yourself in a perfect way. Now you have no desire to be grudgeful, hateful, vindictive, mean towards anybody because you are living the life that you intended to live and you don't have a need to try to take advantage of anybody or to give them a line of a story or to frighten them or to scare them. I started out this whole thing by saying every now and again, a whack job shows up and tell you the earth is going to end. The earth is going to end like we did with the Mayan calendar a few years back or the 2011 or 1977. And every once in a while they show up and they're trying to frighten you. Why? What is the benefit from my viewpoint for somebody to want to control you with fear other than it'll benefit them? Maybe they think we're easily controlled because we're afraid. I think we're more likely to react because we're afraid. The fear that we live in is governing the everyday life. You have to save for when you get old or else you're going to end up eating dog food if you didn't do this. Well, probably, but I do know nature provides. You have to put away something. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do that. How about you have to live? Why is everything that we do in school from age 4 until, 24, maybe 30, is gearing us to go out and make a lot of money for other people to benefit? Why is there not one single class that says, here's how you live. Here's how you should live. Enjoy life. Why are they not telling us that we need to be in bed every night at 11 o'clock to allow the body's natural process to go through, the rejuvenation process to go through. You have to be sleeping or laying down, ready, prepare yourself to sleep so the universe will correct you for the next day. Whatever it is that you develop today, you bend, you twist, you turn, you ate bad food, whatever. The liver, the kidneys, all the organs will go through this rejuvenation process, but you have to be laying down at around that time of the night. It starts at 11, ends somewhere around 2:30 in the morning, and everything is filtered. It's like scrubbing it, and it's clean. And now you're brand new for another day to begin. If you're not doing your sleep between that time, there's a good chance you're missing out on the cleaning process or the rejuvenation process or this re-strengthening process. Sucks for you if you do a night shift because you're missing out on all of that. It's been proven, not my words, that the people that are constantly on the shift work will lose about 15 years, 12 to 15 years of life, other than the other guy who did the 9 to 5. Another thing is if you're a night owl, you might want to curve that a little bit because you don't want to spend your nights in artificial lighting or eating bad foods or doing all these things late at night. You want to reverse that process and get all that done in the daytime. You don't need lights in the daytime, but you want to try to get your sleep when it's sleep time. If you can reverse the process, they're saying now it's linked to diabetes and other diseases. If you're staying up late at night and watching TV and you're being a night owl and all these things, artificial lighting is not beneficial to us, unless we're trying to see the taxes or trying to do it 1 o'clock in the morning. Why is that necessary? Try to get yourself to bed on time. Protect your greatest asset, which is the body. Allow yourself to get the sleep that's required. And know that when you wake up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, that's you're the best. You're brand new. That your thoughts are more clear. Your physical strength is better. You're just a better person at those hours of the day. So focus on that. Try to set yourself on a track that will line you up with nature. Line you up with nature. Take a look at us. We're the only ones who's out of whack. If you take a look at all the animals, as soon as they get dark, they lay down. And they don't eat again until they wake up. We get up and go downstairs in the fridge for a little midnight snack. Why? We're trained that way. But we're not connected to nature as we're supposed to be. So allow all the good things that's out there for you to connect you to your path. Connect you to your path. And on this journey, all things that are great will occur because you will see a better way. Why do we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go get a snack or 2 a.m.? Or maybe I'm just talking about me, but we're awake. No, allow the body to connect itself to the universe. The rejuvenation process begins around 11 o'clock. Lay down in the vertical sense and allow the filtration to start. Your liver first and then kidneys, I think, after that. But about 2 o'clock in the morning, you're brand new again. So if you're going to meditate, if you're going to write that love poem, that love song, if you're going to communicate, if you're going to do anything fantastic, try it out first thing in the morning. Yeah, you're too busy sleeping. I get it, because you didn't go to bed until 3 or 2 or 1. Why don't you go to bed at 10 o'clock? That would be better for you. And I'm not saying it's doable for everybody, because a lot of us are working nights and shifts and scheduling kids, whole bunch of things. But if you can work on the cycle with the sun, when it's down, you go down. When it's up, you get up. Then you're closer to being in sync with nature. And that's how you're going to benefit. Take care of the number one. Take care of the assets. Allow the spiritual guides to take you on the journey that is required. It takes you to the purpose that you're supposed to have. It takes you to a path that you make you live a better life. If you suffer with an illness, it's not a death sentence. Figure out what's causing it. A lot of the times it could be your food or your rest, or maybe you're dehydrated. Just give the body what it needs. Allow the body to have what it needs. Depression is a very difficult state, and I can't go into that one because I did on the YouTube a couple of times. But whatever it is that you have, it's reversible. You just have to know that. If you've said to yourself, that's it, hey, I assure you, that's it. But if you could ever say to yourself, you know what, there is a way. There is a way. And just because, you know, the guy that wears a white coat and a thing hanging around his neck told you you're stuck this way, it's not necessarily true, because he's dealing with the effect, but the cause is greater. the cause is greater. So you can take a look at it. Let the food that you eat every day be the medicine and make it, because it's designed for the body. You're made from it. Drink a lot of water. Hydrate yourself. Let the food be the medicine that you eat. And you don't have to take all these pills. And a lot of the things that I've noticed, I had a friend of mine who was just diagnosed with high blood pressure. And they told him, well, you can't have grapefruits. Or I know my whole life, if you eat a lot of grapefruits, it'll give you a great balance for blood pressure. But then, of course, you start taking medication. They said, oh, stay away from this. It's going to, well, yeah, because now you have to pay somebody for something that nature had provided for you. Take a good look at what's available and make sure you tap into it. Don't allow others to give you their opinion as the law, because there's only one law, and it's the one that says you govern yourself. Obey that one. Have we got any other emails there?
We do. We do. Axel writes in, and Axel says, can you please go over again where I can purchase your book? Thank you. That's from Axel. Okay. Olivia writes in. She says, OMG, which of course means, oh my gosh, or God. And she says, you are so right on about people's schedules and diet and sleep patterns. I've heard it. I've read it. I've done the research. Unfortunately, I am a nurse and I have to work nights sometimes from midnight to 8 a.m. I've been doing that for many years and it does affect my health, but it's what I chose to do. That's from Olivia. And it looks like Yokato wrote in and said, Barrington, a lot of people don't believe in the Bible and or God, but in all honesty, who made us if it wasn't a God? And that's from Yokato. And let's see, back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Yokato. I'm going to go with that one first. Yeah, a lot of people don't believe in the Bible. There's so many different Bibles and so many different versions of the Bibles out there. The same Bible that says we're going to die and go to heaven in grace and live happily ever after is the same Bible that says it's okay that one man is greater than the next man. One man is better than the next man. And some people were designed or born or birthed to be slaves, and the others were designed and born and birthed to be masters. That's the same Bible. So which of the two stories do you want to follow? It depends on which side of the fence that you're on, right? So if there's controversy in the book, then the book can't be accurate, because there'd only be one straight way that is applicable and meaningful to everybody. Who made us? And why don't you believe that you're God? Why can't we be the God? If we're created, why aren't we our creators? There is an entity that formulates everything. You can ask the same question as to who made the tree, or who told the birds, or the caterpillar to crawl into the cocoon and become a butterfly after it goes through the metamorphosis stage. Who tells them this? The divine one that we're connected to is the one that gives us our guidance in life. Is it a God? Sure. But how is it any different than you? If the Spirit of God exists, which it does speak about in the Bible, we are sons of that God. It says that in Psalms 82, verse 6. So if we're the sons, aren't we the same? Because when the dog has his puppy, that puppy becomes a dog. That puppy is a dog from birth. So if we're created, why aren't we our own creator? And why can't you be the God? Why can't we be the God? I choose not to follow the guidelines of that book, because it seems to be, it's favorable to others. And anybody that I know that is following it 100%, they just pick some chapters that works really well for them. And then the others are, well, I don't get it. When I say like a woman is not supposed to speak in church, I didn't say that. The Bible did. Well, it was the time. Well, yeah, and the times have changed, but the Bible is still the same. Are we supposed to follow something that isn't guiding us, all of us, 100%? And are we better than, are the Christians better than the Muslims, or the Muslims better than the Jews, or the Jews are greater than the monks, or the which one? And why does it become confusing? I know you're asking a simple question as to, do I believe and who created us? Well, we're created. I think we've always been. We're evolving. If you take a look at this universe, at the end of it, there's space. And at the end of that, there's space. And at the end of that, there's more space. So there's always on the go. Who created us? Why can't you think that you created yourself? I believe you're your own creator. Many, many years ago, we saw people playing basketball and they're a lot shorter. All of a sudden, in this new life, they're getting taller. How is that happening? You think God is showing up at the nighttime and giving them an extra foot on, on their ankles or something like that? I don't know. An extra stretch? We go towards what we want. And if you aspire towards it, yes, there's tall people popping up all around the world, 7 feet tall. I remember when I was in high school, you're lucky if you saw one that was 6 and a half. You know, and it went on from there. So evolution is inevitable and it's occurring. It depends on what you want in life. Who created us? I think you created yourself. That's my opinion. Olivia, thank you very much. And the whole diet thing, and I'm sorry that you are a nurse. I'm not sorry. That's a wonderful profession. You choose to do that because by innately you're a caregiver, and that's a wonderful thing. Yes, it will affect your health. And if you talk to a lot of single people out there, some of them are nurses, because it breaks up the relationship. You're not connected. You can't change that. It's a profession that you're in. But what you can do is do the best of the situation that you're in. Take care of yourself. Eat good food. Rest as often as you can. And the nights that you're able to go to bed on time, go to bed on time. Do not go to a plant-based diet. Try that. It will make your life a lot easier to deal with. And yes, people that are on shift work, it's confusing for them. It does affect their health in the long run. And they don't know why. They don't understand it because they think sleep is sleep. But sleep at the right time is better sleep. So is food. And all the things that we need to take good care of us. Alex, the book. That's Axel. The book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Align You to Your True Purpose. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. There's a little bit more information on that if you were to check us out on the webpage at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Good information that's there. The book is great. And I'm not saying that because I'm involved with it. I'm saying that because I've heard the reviews of others who has read it and how it's have an impact on their lives. If you're feeling down and you're not where you used to be and you're feeling a bit sad or depressed, check it out, because it's going to give you a guide towards uplifting yourself. And once you've opened the door and you found the formula, you are going to apply it every single day of the rest of your life, for the rest of your life. And you'll learn that there are methods in which that you're causing your own downfall by doing that, by doing this, by doing that. But on the regular, I'd like to say, if you align yourself in the right path, clear your mind, get rid of the anchor that you're carrying, try to get your proper rest and your proper diet, you're going to win the game. You're not only going to participate in it, you're not only going to be a good competitor, you're going to win the game, because you will know the formula in which that creates the winners, which is the one that builds you up. So find out if, you know, if your shoes are too tight and you're walking around with a limp, there's a good chance that your shoes are too tight. You will walk around with a limp. Get rid of it. I'm not saying going barefoot, but there's other things out there you can do. I'm simply saying all that. It's one of my weird analogy. I'm simply saying all that. It's simply because just because this method isn't working for you, it doesn't mean that the method doesn't work. Just because what you've tried has been difficult or hard, or you thought you failed, it's not the case. You just gave up too early. Consistency is the one that's going to win. And if you're looking at your life, because this is it, you are the prime. You are the leader. Without you, anything that you're fearing won't matter. So you have to be there. And I have to tell you this, that you do matter. No matter what situation that you're in, you matter. And you have the ability to make a change and step into your own self and wake up and learn who you are and understand that you're limitless. All things are changeable. You can honestly step up and change that, change the formula. The answer will be different. Change the method. Be strong within yourself. Know that the next person who stands beside you has all the abilities that you have, and vice versa. Do not give up. Do not give up. Don't accept it, because it's not true. It's not true. I read a book many years ago that says if the lobster's claw was to fall off, he'll grow another one. And I don't know how true that is, but the reason it happens is because they don't know that it's not supposed to grow back. So it just happens. If you say to yourself, I'm done. Yeah, you are. If you say to yourself, I'm not going to win. Yeah, you're not. If you're going to go to war thinking you're going to lose, don't go. You've already lost. But if you're going to go there with the attitude like, I am going to do this, it's going to get done. Yeah, you've just won. it will get done. Do we have any anything else there, Gary?
No, we do not, Barrington.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so to everybody again, happy Easter. Thank you for joining and listening to the Barrington Show. For those who are out there and they may be as frustrated as I am, take a breath. Let's breathe. Let's hope it's going to come to an end. It's been a very long time. It's a battle, but it will be won. And this won't be the way we have to go through life for the rest of our lives. And hopefully we can elect somebody where we live here in Ontario. And I don't know if it's nice to say this or not. We can elect somebody who's not going to feed us bullshit. You know, that's my intent. I hope that, because if you don't have the answer, I get it. And I do understand that the person who's in charge has to say something other than I don't know. But if you're going to say it, pretend you're acting and being a part of it. Pretend that you're following the rules. You're acting with the words that you're using. And you can't tell me not to go out when you're going out or have company or go to my cottage or doing that stuff when you're doing it. So let's just hope. This too shall pass, that I know. Let's not be too frustrated. Happy Easter. Make the best of it, because we're in a bad situation. Here's a perfect spot for us to learn how to make lemonade from the lemon that we're being handed, or make cow chips from the BS that's been thrown at us. I don't know. But the thing is, this too shall pass. As for you and those who listen to the show, and I've heard the reviews over the years that we've been doing the show, that you enjoy it, you walk away with a grin and a smile, and it makes you feel good. Take that. Take that. Look at the light. Look at the good side. Your glass is always halfway full. And see it that way. Never mind the other part that says it probably is half empty. It's not. It's half full. So you're there. Stay consistent with what you're trying to do. Stay healthy. Take care of yourself. Live a good life. Protect and guard the greatest asset that you have. Because without it, we're going to lose. And when you do miss out on something, please try to correct it as soon as you can. And if you've done something wrong, let it go. It's already passed. If you're still doing it, stop. Stop doing it. Because if you've drilled yourself in the one foot, there's no logic out there of trying to drill the other foot, because it's only going to have double impact, as you can imagine. Take care of yourself. Live a good life. Happy Easter. Be kind to everybody. Be kind to yourself. Worship your entity, because it's a value that you matter. You're the one that matters the most. Work on that. Be consistent in what you do to benefit you and benefit those who are around you. Don't spend a lot of time trying to help people. Just help yourself. Perfect yourself. If you're in the profession and you are a caregiver, and you know, like Olivia stated, I get that. This is where you are, but you have to learn to make the best of the situation. Take good care of yourself. Enjoy life. Have a good time. Don't allow anybody to tell you how you should live. Experience that for yourself. There is no blanket of information that's going to govern every single one of us. There's not a phrase or a word that's going to benefit the entirety of us, because we all serve a different purpose. Find yours. Find out what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what sets you off. Find out. And everything I've been saying so far is pointing towards taking care of you, investing in yourself. Wake up, everybody. That's what I'm telling you. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for spending Easter with me. And I'm glad I have this family and the radio, because I don't have another one elsewhere that I'm allowed to see today. So I'm able to speak with you. I had a great day. I hope you had the same. Thank you very much. Enjoy the food that you eat for Easter. I don't know what you do. And be kind to each other. Most importantly, be kind to yourself. Enjoy the day. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.